radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586. 636-8, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our early December gut check continues. We're headed for the first sub-freezing night in a while. Overnight low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies, down to about 28. Then for tomorrow, look for another way below normal day, but sunshine, high around 55. We'll be in the low 30s tomorrow night. Then recovery begins on Wednesday with a high in the lower 60s. That's a start. Mid-60s on Thursday. More rain coming in, it looks like, on Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to the big broadcast, Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend.
No.
You didn't have a...
No.
Not even one little moment of light?
No.
And here they are.
They being yours truly, Greg Budell and Rosie.
Please clap.
Hi.
Hi.
That's such a great... That is... in... That is... The statement. That describes... exactly what's going on now. And the fact that you're seeing this insanity in Washington, a fake impeachment, there's no end to the crap. There are people desperate to seize control of this country, and if they get it, God help us all. Then, I mean, we'll fight, but nobody wants a bloody revolution. But that's why we have the Second Amendment. You see, the Founding Fathers were wise people, and they knew there would be people out there that would want to inflict a different kind of government that limits freedoms, that removes choices. That's why we have the Second Amendment. It's no more complicated than that. And they can't wait to take all of that away, along with a number of other choices, and confiscate your wealth or wherever else you did to take unfair advantage of the poor. Fact is, they don't care about anybody. They care about themselves, and as he said in his statement, enriching themselves and their corporate allies. The guy that wrote that book, what's his name? I can't remember his name. The book was nothing but a complete fabrication of Trump's first year in office. Lies and deceit, something like that, some crap. The whole book was fiction. Now he can't find a job because the book was so poorly received. And was, you know, when you, if you're going to make stuff up, it's like the, the Steele dossier, which was also a complete work of fiction. If you're going to do that and then lie and say, well, yeah, my sources are impeccable. Well, look how that's all worked out. And they're rushing this impeachment vote because they know what's coming next week with the IG report and the FISA abuses. We don't know who may be in trouble. We don't know if there'll be indictments. Durham seems to be going to great lengths to investigate. So what they want is they're going to vote for impeachment, and then when all hell breaks loose next week with the rest of it, they're going to say they're only doing this because we were impeached the president. I don't think they have the votes to do it, though. There are 31 Democrats from Trump districts that we foolishly allowed to get elected. Otherwise, none of this would be happening. We'd be sitting here right now. Let me take a look at the numbers today on the market. I'm hoping they're good. And we'll talk to Brandt after 5.
27,783.04.
Holy crap, it took a dump. It's well below, it dropped almost 300 points. It was up early. Black Friday sales broke a record. Consumer confidence is high, so what the hell? This must have something to do with China.
Probably.
Generally, when the market gets the jitters, it's somehow China-related. Well, then I have nothing to say.
Well, you know, you have to... I have to admire the president for doing the human rights thing with China, even though he knows it could affect the trade deal. He's standing by his principles.
Yeah.
People can say what they want to say, but he's not pandering to
when
anyone.
When you look at Biden. Biden is in bed with China. All these Democrats, they don't want a trade deal with China. Because they're all filling their wallets with Chinese wieners. They really are. Biden's got... He was in charge of China and the Ukraine under the genius that was in the White House for 8 years.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
No, you're a devious, fiendish, communist-sympathizing douchebag is what you are. You just tried to cleverly, you know, nudge us in that, whoa, those jobs are gone. Whoa, they're not coming back. Whoa, it's the new normal. Yeah? Your new normal blows chunks. Former president douchebag. You just follow the money, and that's what's going to come out of all of this. Biden, who was busy biting his wife's finger on the campaign trail in Iowa... Is this what the Cronins sent me? Hang on. Biden in resurfaced viral clip. Yeah, this is it. Now, the key is, can I get it to play on our modern system here? That's always in doubt. Oh, it's in a Twitter thing. That's not going to play. Not even in Chrome. No, the media could not be played. Why? Because we have Windows 86 on our computer, and it's very limited to what it can do. That's not much of an exaggeration. The Cronins in North Korea. If you were kind enough to send it, would you please see if you can find it on YouTube? It's probably there. I just can't do too many things with my hands all at once. That didn't sound very good either.
You're busy on the board.
Yeah, there's
making
that.
Making sure everything there is not amiss.
We have another listener focus group tomorrow at the pizza place.
We do.
How many people have we got signed up for this one?
We have 6 so far.
So we still have room for you. Join us at the pizza place from 6 to 7 tomorrow night. Free pizza. And, I mean, lots of different kinds to try. They're very creative. Even do dessert pizzas over there. And what was the one? Was it a chicken pot pie?
Oh, the calzone? Yes.
Holy cow. They do some amazing things. And we just have a couple of nosy questions. Don't be afraid. We don't bite. And we're not going to apply for credit in your name. If you want to attend...
We will not ask for your Social Security number.
No. If you want to attend, just call Rosie at 272-9228. You may bring a guest as long as they're a listener. That's the only codicil. The password is codicil. We have in the whole thing. So how about that... Iron Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a cliffhanger the whole game.
Great refereeing. Great officiating all the way. Nick just seems to have a 1-second problem when he's in Auburn, you know? And is it possible they can find a kicker who can get it through the uprights?
I feel so sorry for him.
Oh, I do too. I feel sorry for anybody that ends up in a position that's where they're in over their head, but they still got to do it.
But that
like me on this show.
That did not lose the game for them.
No.
13 penalties helped.
Penalties. It's such a high-pressure thing. And somebody did want to, you know, made the point, took the time to remind us. These are young men out there. They're in their late teens, early 20s. They barely tasted life, and they've got the whole weight of the frickin' world on their shoulders because of a game.
Hello.
I don't know that that's fair.
Yes.
So they do their best, except for the guy in Mississippi. What the? I can't wait to see Dana. I think she was there at the Egg Bowl. Okay. You score a touchdown, and then you crawl around the ground like a dog and pretend you're tinkling on the field. That's a class act.
All right, bye-bye.
That was on Facebook over the weekend. I believe I referred to that guy as a monumental...
Rectum!
Yeah.
Hi, David.
Without question. 272-9228 if you want in on tomorrow night's Pizza Place listener gathering. It's a focus group, which means you're not going to be tested or anything. We just want to know what you think about the show and what we might be able to do to make it a little bit better. Is that our friend David?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, David. You're the first caller of the week.
Hey, what's going on, Gregory?
Just trying to feel my way back into things here. The Thanksgiving weekend seemed like it was 2 weeks long. It just did. Not that that's bad.
It was a long week. Yeah, you're right.
It was.
I'm totally turkeyed out. I know that. So I told my wife, I said, no turkey in our home for the rest of this year. So ham only. But hey, you know, two interesting facts about Alabama and Auburn. You know what Alabama's record is in Auburn when both teams are nationally ranked?
No, I
don't. 0-7.
Wow. So I just made that presumption based off memory, not actual stats, but that's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, and Alabama under Nick Saban has missed more field goals than any other program in Division I football.
Yeah, that came out this morning. How much? What was the number?
101 field goals they've missed.
Jeez.
the next nearest, I forget what team it was, but I think theirs was like 93.
Man.
So they've missed a lot of field goals.
I remember a bunch of years ago, I forget which game it was, where, and it was, I think it was in Tuscaloosa, where they lost because of a field goal issue. And
oh, yeah.
There was a meme that went around with like four goalposts adjacent to each
across
other.
The end zone.
Across the end zone.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Alabama solved his kicker problem.
Yeah. Aren't you glad we're not back in Chicago right now?
What's
lovely weather there.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's this cold here, what's going on up there?
It is cold and, you know, I mean, just miserably cold. Winds howling up there. So it is just not the time to be up there, that's for sure.
Well, David, we appreciate it. We are glad we're here because there's a climate crisis.
That's right.
This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Oh, thanks for the call, buddy.
Have a good one.
Yeah, climate crisis. That's the new thing. Global warming is BS. They know that's crazy. I mean, I saw a picture of... It was in a... I think in a Facebook message yesterday... I think it was Duluth, Minnesota. It looks like they're halfway through winter. There was so much snow, and it looks so cold and dismal. And there's a word to describe that kind of weather. It's called normal.
Yeah, for that area, it is.
Just as what we're experiencing, some years we get the cool fronts. Early this year, we had a cool front that made it through the state in July. Do you remember? We were freaking out because it was actually at a couple of days of relief from the hot, humid weather. We had morning lows in the upper 60s. That's very rare, but it can happen. It's not unprecedented. But you see, we have a generation, for the most part, that thinks that history started the day they were born. So anything prior to that, doesn't matter, because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, noted scientist and brain surgeon, says the world's going to end in 11 years because she's got insider information. And if that's true, why bother? Let's live it up, man. 11 years, let's have the most fun we can. Let's do everything naked and just get real crazy.
Oh, I don't think so.
Let's do some things naked and get real crazy. Tomorrow night's event at the pizza place will be not clothing optional.
Wear your clothes.
Rosie, sometimes I go in that direction because of the way you react. You do know that, right? Hey, Paul Cronin sent me the Biden video. We'll have that in just a moment. I mentioned Dana Delk. I think she said when they were here the week before Thanksgiving that she was going to the Egg Bowl, which is what they call that. That's their Iron Bowl. So it's got to be really important when a player finds it necessary to lift his leg and pretend he's a tinkling dog on the field. We'll discuss that when they're here on Wednesday. In the meantime, divorce is a tough situation. Even when two people mutually agree to go in their separate directions, for men, it's incumbent on you to look out for your best interest. That does not mean trying to... I don't use the street term here. Screw the other party. It means coming up with an agreement that's livable, that you can live with, not just on its terms, but with your conscience. Listen to what I'm saying. This is so critical. If your conscience isn't on board with it, it's not going to work out well for you. Because those things tend to fester, metastasize. And what you really need is to focus on your life moving forward. Let the legal work be handled by two people with great expertise in this realm. And they specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. But I personally know several women who have used Delk and Tomlinson in their situations. If you want experienced, capable, tenacious attorneys, I don't know where you can do better. Visit their website, divorceformenalabama.com. Their number for a consultation is 819-4810. Having a consultation does not mean you need to get a divorce. 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson Attorneys at Law. Jay?
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Right back.
Hey, guys. Honey season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
It's buy one, get one half off at Famous Footwear. The time of year when snagging Timberlands for him means a new pair of bare paw boots for you. Hey, your son wants new Vans? Perfect. Your daughter's been eyeing those Doc Martens. Whoever you're shopping for, find all the holiday styles you love by visiting us in-store or online at Famous.com. So get ready to give a little, get a little, and feel a little famous. Famous Footwear. Buy one item, get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Some exclusions apply.
Black Friday savings continue through Monday at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon for 15% off your entire purchase, in-store or online. Whether it goes under the tree or into a stocking, our best brands always make the best gifts. So bring in your list and save big with 15% off your entire purchase, in-store or online, Saturday through Monday. Must present coupon to redeem. Offer valid at participating stores and acehardware.com on regular priced items. Limit one. Exclusions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On the 12th day of Die Hard, John McClane rescued me. With 12 bullets loading,
11 walls exploding,
10 Germans dying,
9 snipers aiming,
8 bones a-breaking,
7 Texas shooting,
6 rockets launching,
5 franchise films,
4 dead hostages,
3 handguns,
2 C-4 tubes,
and a yippee-ki-yay.
Not in front of Rosie.
I'm shocked, shocked.
I wanted to make a quick point here about socialism.
Okay.
And a place where it fails, and that's professional sports. This is why I say this. First of all, it seems like every team in the NFL is like 4-7. Everybody that sucks, still sucks. The Detroit Lions, the Cleveland Browns, teams that never are even in the playoffs, much less have never played in a Super Bowl. Baseball, football, basketball, they have this concept called revenue sharing. This is because a market the size of Chicago can support two teams and still have more people per team than, let's say, the Cleveland metro area or some of the other, Pittsburgh. And teams that are not doing well. Of course, the owners, they're not hurting. They're not on food stamps. But they all claim. So what they do is, in football and baseball, I think football, it's a complete share of the wealth kind of thing. Everything is pooled. Every team gets the same amount of money. But for some reason, every year, the Browns and the Lions, among others, suck. The Super Bowl has been around for over half a century. There's 32 teams. So at some point in 32 years, mathematically, you should win at least one Super Bowl. The Jets won. Actually, it wasn't even called a Super Bowl. It was the AFL-NFL championship game in 1969. Last I checked, that's 50 years ago. They haven't been back to it since. This year, and I'm, yeah, look, I really don't pay much attention to the NFL. I know it's because it was all over on Thanksgiving. Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills, who were really good in the 90s, made the Super Bowl, what, 4 years in a row and lost them all? One on a kick. Duh. That was probably somebody they drafted out of Alabama. Not that I'm bitter about that, because
no, of course
I am not bitter.
B-S.
Look at it this way. At least Mommy the Swami is happy.
Yeah. That's important. Don't ever underestimate how important the happiness of the Swami is. That's real important to me at 3:31. Anyway, so these teams in baseball, I don't think it's all pooled together, but the bigger market teams have to share revenue with the smaller market teams. They still have an advantage. But if you've got a dumbbell in the manager's office, not the on-field manager, in the general manager's office, who decides what players they're going to draft, what free agents they're going to sign, what coach are we going to hire. And it's just uncanny to me that it's been so long for starving fans in Cleveland and Detroit and other locations that escape me at the moment, but they're there. Jacksonville. I don't think they're going to keep that team there too much longer. It's pathetic. So the theory of socialism is that if everything is equally distributed, life will be fair. And no, it won't. It won't. This obsession with equal outcomes, the only possible equal outcome is misery for all. All you do, and they keep attacking the top. Anybody out there working for a street panhandler? Chances are we're all working for somebody who is successful.
Exactly.
Very, very few people who are successful. Look, there's plenty of people that came into family money and then wasted it, like Hunter Biden, for example. We know where most of that went, Nostradamus. And now he's got a stripper that wants child support. Good luck.
They're successful. They're motivated. They're innovative.
They take risks.
Yes.
This is where all that, a cartoon human being like AOC thinks that people with lots of money make a big mountain out of it in a special room in their mansion, and they just climb it and play in it, and like they would do if they had it. But they don't. So they're going to take it. If they can't have it, they're going to take it. It's appalling how especially half the people that are millennials or younger have a positive view of socialism. Go to Venezuela.
They've never lived in it.
No, but there are examples you can visit right now to see how well it works. Or this open border crap. Holy cow. Sweden. Like the other countries in the European Union, this is why Britain better vote their butts out of Brexit, into Brexit, reaffirm that. See, the globalists, they have a lot of power. They passed Brexit. They voted to exit the European Union in 2016. All the polls said, no, stay, we'll win, and it didn't happen. We had an election like that right here in the United States.
Fascism.
There is a yearning to be free. There is a natural affinity for the country you're born in and you love. Nobody on the left loves America. They completely want to tear it down and redefine it. They don't love people who love God. They don't love people who have moral values. It's twist. And how? I mean, we fought wars to stop the spread of this ideology while it was festering right here through our higher education system. Now what?
And socialism takes away people's incentive to work.
Of course, if the outcomes are...
Why should you?
Yeah. At least I was lucky enough to be told, going through school, work hard, get good grades, go out there and go for it. You can be a millionaire. That's what we were told.
All it does is reward the do-nothings.
I did hear a few things in school that, as I think back, were kind of a little bit left-wing, like, you know, the Constitution is a living document. I remember that, and that was in grade school, not high school, grade school. The Constitution is a living document. It changes with the times. No, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It still says what it did when it was signed. the way you fix that is called an amendment process. But they don't want to do that. They know they have no chance. The genius of our founders becomes more evident every day when you realize how important the Electoral College is. Because if it weren't for that, we would be living under the tyranny of California and New York for the rest of our lives.
Now that is a scary proposition.
Not to mention the cheating that goes on in Democrat-controlled places like Illinois and others. Forget it. Well, I can see I've really inspired the callers this afternoon. So we'll screw this lecture and move on to something else. I got a nice clip of Wile E. Coyote we can listen to.
Hey, I saw that beautiful new car.
It's a new used car.
Yes, but it's new to you.
It's new to me.
And it looks brand new.
12,000 miles.
Well, that's new. It still has the new car smell in it.
Not for long.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well,
but this one's black inside and out, and that's a better match for my sloppy habits. And Tip worked it out. My payment went up like just a few bucks a month. But this car has all the other. I love the old one. I would have driven it forever. There was nothing wrong. I just saw a chance to upgrade to a 19 with 12,000 miles on it. And it's got everything. It's got everything.
It has seat warmers.
Seat warmers.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah. Came in handy this morning. I smelled like toast when I arrived at the radio station. So, yeah, that was nice. But, again, the key thing to me was being able to upgrade without seeing my payment go through the roof. Last time, I traded in, and I loved it, too. It was a Fusion hybrid, but I needed an SUV because this old chunk of coal, as Norm MacDonald says, the old back is starting to get real nasty. So I'm going back for acupuncture. And I was paying, I think, almost $450 a month for that car. But great gas mileage, all that good stuff. The Rogue does get good gas mileage. And he came with slightly wider tires, which look cool, too. And he took me out of that car, which was probably a little upside down, and got me into the Rogue I just traded in, and cut my payment from $450 to, like, $340.
Wow.
Yeah. And I went from that one to this one with, like, a $10 a month increase. Yet I got all these extra features. So thank you, Tip Tangs, and thank you, everybody, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. But, and it's such a mature decision. I love that SUV. I'll drive that. Hopefully, I'll live to see the end of the payment. You never know. Hey, Captain John.
Hey, Greg Rosie. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, we listening, Greg. We out here. We just sleeping off that turkey.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, my turkey didn't get thawed out. I got in trouble with my new girlfriend, and I had to cook it today. So me and the dog pigged out all day. We've been sleeping most of the day.
On turkey?
Yeah, on turkey. My dog OD'd on a turkey leg. I didn't know it could eat a whole turkey leg.
You got to be very careful with turkey and bones.
I broke it down. I didn't learn how to bone.
Good for you. You're a good man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love my dog. But, hey. Everything's okay. You're doing good. We're listening.
I
Keep
appreciate it,
up. It.
Thank you.
Just to feel better, call by.
I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad. I mean, I come in every day with a certain amount of angst because of what's going on in the news. But we got a guy in the White House who fights back and punches harder. And it's like a dream knowing that Bug Eyes and all the rest of these turd buckets that are running this... I mean, totally phony. There's not high crimes and misdemeanors. They're going to define that now? No. There's no high crime. There's nothing. Nothing. And you're going to pay. I mean, really pay. And now traffic. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Eastern Boulevard, very busy from the Wetumpka Highway all the way around to the Atlanta Highway. Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown, busy in several places. Federal Drive, Perry Hill, Taylor Road. We've got heavy traffic from the Troy Highway at the Eastern Boulevard all the way back up past Baptist and Alpha. It is heavy traffic on Norman Bridge Road outbound to the Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Moderate to heavy traffic, but it is moving smoothly through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. We are still showing that accident ongoing up on Highway 14 just off I-65. It's going to be right in front of the Walmart Supercenter on 14. Headed into Millbrook, watch out for emergency vehicles there. We'll keep you posted. Get ready for Christmas at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox Tonight. It's a night of festive fall finales.
Sorry to call you in on Christmas.
Okay. I was in the neighborhood caroling.
A Prodigal Son. It's beginning to look a lot like Payback.
Together, we can see that justice is finally served.
But first...
911, what's your emergency?
911 gets struck with a holiday spirit.
What is wrong with you people? This isn't what Christmas is supposed to be like!
Don't miss the 911 and Prodigal Son fall finales.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Little Debbie Treats are America's favorite snack, making people smile since 1960. And that's a good way back. Wherever this rhyme finds you while you hear your favorite songs, we're going to tempt you with variety until you have to play along. In your office, home, or car, you're never very far from an oatmeal cream pie, splendid Swiss roll, or nutty buddy bar. From our family to yours, we take pride in what we make. So hit the store and unwrap a smile, because today we bake.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country. And we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. And we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Funeral services were held today for late Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Law enforcement officials and state officials from across Alabama attended the service at Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery. Williams was shot and killed in the line of duty a little more than a week ago in Hainville. He'll be laid to rest in McQueen Cemetery in Lowndesboro. Governor Ivey ordered flags to be flown at half staff in memory of Williams. Community leaders marked the 64th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest with the dedication of a life-size bronze statue of the civil rights icon. The statue stands near Montgomery Plaza downtown, where Parks boarded the now infamous city bus in 1955. The ceremony coincided with the anniversary of Parks' December 1st, 1955 arrest for refusing to give up her seat on a public bus to a white man. Her arrest sparked the Montgomery bus boycott, a pivotal moment in the civil rights movement. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our early December gut check continues. We're headed for the first sub-freezing night in a while. Overnight low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies, down to about 28. Then for tomorrow, look for another way below normal day, but sunshine, high around 55. We'll be in the low 30s tomorrow night. Then recovery begins on Wednesday with a high in the lower 60s. That's a start. Mid-60s on Thursday. More rain coming in, it looks like, on Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
your mind. Office party at Christmas time.
Office party in the house tonight. You'll probably hit on the boss's wife. The company's budget tight so far. So forget about the rumor that it's open bar. Instead of a bonus, you're gonna get a real cheap gift from your secret Santa. After a few strong cocktails, you'll be dancing on the table like a Chippendale. The new girl working in your department will probably pass out in your apartment. The office party on the holiday leaves you quite hungover the very next day.
Office party in the house tonight. All employees better show up on time. And you're gonna get drunk out of your mind. Office party at Christmas time.
It is that time of the year. Joining us now, me and Rosie and Seth Spotlow.
Sorry I'm late.
I just want you to know you're catching on with people. People are taking note of Seth Spotlow.
Really? Anything good?
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
You're very likable on the radio. You have a better voice than I do.
No, man.
Yeah, you do. Oh. Don't.
Yes, sir.
I've only been in the business more years than I'll admit. Okay.
I've been in here for 2 years.
Somebody, I went into Facebook. I got to talk to Master Thespian first. Remind me what I was about to do before I was going to do that. And then we'll get back to it, because we need to give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back from the holidays.
Yeah.
So we could call Seth the sidekick. How about that?
You can call me whatever you want to.
That's...
He's the sidekick of sidekick. Well, I like him. I think he's pretty cool. So, you know, I'm vote for keeping him around. So.
Woo!
Anyway,
well, we really weren't debating about that.
Yeah,
I mean, he's volunteering to come in and he wants to learn the business, and I admire that.
Yeah.
We got to take it to the next step, though. You need to know how to run this damn board.
I'm trying. I'm plotting.
Really, yep. If you want to take the next step, I shouldn't be saying this out loud in the air, but I am. This is what you got to learn to do.
Okay, so Christmas. You're going to be gone for 3 days.
I'm going to be gone the whole week.
Yeah. Well, there are three Ooh. Days that are empty, and I've been plotting, and Rusty said he would come and hang out along with Rosie if you want to let me try to fly the ship.
I got to know you. You got to solo before.
I got
I got to sit where she is or where you are and watch you run it.
Got a month.
No, you have 3 weeks.
Let's roll.
3 weeks from today, I will not be here.
I'm in it, man. If you're going to jump in all the way, right?
Yeah. Seth looks totally prepared.
And I'll help him.
Yeah.
Well,
see?
You know, in all honesty, I mean, that's what we tell our students. We teach them how to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
They have to learn how to run the whiteboard, how to run the sideboard, right. how to build sets, how to paint, because you never know where your next job's coming from.
This is
and
true.
The more skills you have, the more things you know how to do, the better off you are, the more likely you are to go, hey, somebody say, hey, you know how to run a board? And Seth Spotlow can go, yes, I do. And sure enough, there he is, you know?
I love it. Yes, I do.
Good thing. Yeah. And I got to watch the Iron Bowl. I was watching
We're out of time.
You know what? I really thought it was a great football game. Two well-matched teams. You know? Alabama doesn't have anything to be sorry for. They played well. They fought hard. But, you know, sometimes the other guy... When?
Alabama, what do you have to say for yourself?
Sorry.
Yeah. It was windy.
God, yeah. Nick, I thought Nick was going to, they were going to show him foaming at the mouth at some point.
Just keeping
over.
His
job. He's got to justify that.
Oh, God, the memes. It took like 5 minutes for 1,000 memes to go around. Holy crap.
Well, you know what? You got people, it's really easy to put something snarky on the internet. It's really hard to coach football team. Okay?
But it was,
that's what they need to realize.
It was, as Rich Thomas said, a game for the ages.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yes, it was. Yes, it was. I was watching the Tennessee-Vanderbilt game, and they kept going to weather delays, so we'd go back and watch the Iron Bowl and go, wow, this is exciting. Our game was kind of boring. But, you know, Tennessee still won, so we had a good finish to the year after starting out kind of horrendous. But anyway, it was good. It was a good holiday. We're glad to have you back. Thank you all for entertaining us and pulling out those Christmassy bits. I like that. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. This is the best time of the year.
Yeah. All right. Well, take care. We will catch you tomorrow about the same bat time, same bat channel, and War Eagle.
And right back at you. Here's one for good measure. That sound was coming from my house Saturday night. Barbara.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
First of all, Seth does have a great voice and an even greater laugh.
Oh, thank you.
Nobody has a better voice than you do, and you can't go anywhere until I'm out of here. I too much enjoy your shows. A little in the morning, I'm not an early person, but in the afternoon, it's great. And I love your rants and your L.A. stories.
And well, she's going to be here for a long time, Greg. Right, Barbara?
Well, I would like to be here a long time, too.
We'll make sure.
I just got a car. I've got a long loan on it, so.
I want to check that out. It looks
good. There you go. There you go. And I want to say, not only did you make Mommy the Swami happy, you made me happy and your protege, Joey. So.
Me too.
We need to get happy once in a while.
Joey.
Well, you certainly got a nice birthday present.
It was a fabulous game. Absolutely amazing.
It was.
Second highest score of an Iron Bowl. I mean, really. So, but I'm going to say a big War Eagle.
Okay.
I got the opportunity, so I'm going to say it. We don't do it very often, but you're not going anywhere, and you got a great voice, and you trained Seth to be as good as Joey, and you will have done a great job.
Woo. Yes.
Man, I love you, Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you. Thank you for all y'all do.
War Eagle.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you, War Eagle. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, 352.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
It's this clip that resurfaced of Joe Biden.
Tell me you
saying weird thing. Saying, not the one where he bit his wife's finger. Because that's real presidential timber. Look, if anybody should get bitten, it's Melania. I mean, come on.
Ooh, hard. In a good way, Rosie.
Yeah, in a playful way.
Not a mean kind of
It's body. Good exercise for the teeth.
Yeah, you might leave one there.
Helps prevent cavities. I'm so regretting I said that. But if this is an electrifying, what a candidate. Come on,
Steve. I saw that made me aware when I was in law school, proudly for Holloway, proudly for your dad, first African-American state senator in the state of Delaware.
Yeah, Clarence
Everything
Thomas
about.
Loves you. He thinks you're the best thing that ever happened to black people, Joe.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs. That turned blonde in the sun, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again and look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Case closed.
Yeah. Sit on his lap or maybe rub his hairy leg.
Oh, all right.
I'll never forget the hair sniffing thing, though.
That is
don't forget
disturbing.
Mr. Electric for all your electric needs, upfront pricing, on time appointment service, and guaranteed customer satisfaction. All certified master electricians visit MrElectric.com or call 245-1566. It's 355 for crying out loud.
Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
I just wanted to thank the Cronins of North Carolina for the Joe Biden video.
Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. If you can dream it, we can make it. And we can get it done by Christmas. Now, we've made our $99 Christmas specials, and they're there for you. But if you want something totally custom for yourself, one of a kind, come in to us at Margaret's. Even up to the last minute, we're going to be able to probably make that for you. At Margaret's, we make it. We really make it. And we make it at the best quality at the best price. Margaret's, we're in the Pep Tree Shops. We really appreciate your business, and we're really good at what we do. Come see us for Christmas. We appreciate that. Come visit Marguerite's. Thank you very much.
Little Debbie treats are America's favorite snack, making people smile since 1960. And that's a good way back. Wherever this rhyme finds you while you hear your favorite songs, we're going to tempt you with variety until you have to play along. In your office, home, or car, you're never very far from an oatmeal cream pie, splendid Swiss roll, or nutty buddy bar. From our family to yours, we take pride in what we make. So hit the store and unwrap a smile, because today we bake.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Time for traffic.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Checking the highways for you. Taylor Road living up to its nickname, the Heartburn Highway. It is congested from Atlanta Highway all the way back to about Taylor Road. Still have a lot of congestion at Troy Highway, the Eastern Boulevard, all the way down to Baptist and Alpha. I-65-85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. 231 to Wetumpka looks good. Highway 31 to Prattville looking good. And they've got that accident resolved up on Highway 14. It is flowing smoothly from I-65 over to Millbrook. Keep it here. We have no accidents to report at this time. Say yes to Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. Yes to quality used cars. Yes to lower prices. And yes to lower payments. It's all about yes at Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I think some of that traffic on the boulevard has to do with the incredible sale of Georgia. Oh, no, no. They don't use that word. No. No, 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 no. One more time.
No.
It's true wholesale pricing. They do have, and there's got to be another word for it, they absorb inventory from a store that went out of business at Georgia Floors Direct. Everything there is wholesale. This is below wholesale. There's a good way to describe below wholesale.
Yes.
Oh. Below wholesale.
Below wholesale.
They are turning this around for pennies on the dollar. You still get great quality product. They wouldn't have picked up junk from somebody. I can tell you that. I've known them for so long now. I go to their Christmas party.
Oh, that's